CRTV News with Winston Lepga. The main points. Government describes the declarations of some bishops with regard to the presidential stakes as based on a misleading and inaccurate interpretation of the words of the President of the Republic. Government spokesperson and communication minister René Emmanuel Sadi has issued a press statement on the issue. How successful have you been with your New Year resolutions? The in-depth section of the news looks at the matter. The incumbent president of the National Paralympic Committee, Jean-Jacques Ndoudoumou, has been re-elected for the 2025-2028 Olympiad. The development of those stories and others next. Hello there, we begin from the Unity Palace, where moves to consolidate bilateral relations between the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria and the Republic of Cameroon have been evaluated today in Yaoundé. This was during a discussion between Algeria's Minister of State, Minister of Foreign Affairs and African Affairs, Ahmed Attaf, and Cameroon's Minister of State, Secretary General at the Presidency of the Republic, Ferdinand Ngongo. Here are the details with our Unity Palace correspondent, Amin Ken Edward.
The diplomatic corridors between the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria and Cameroon have been very much alive and vibrant over the years, and there are very visible signs from both sides to open up new horizons of bilateral relations and cooperation ties between Algiers and Yaoundé. The visit of Algerian Minister of State, Minister of Foreign Affairs and African Affairs to the Unity Palace this Tuesday, January 7, in his capacity as the special envoy of the Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune, is just one in a series of exchange visits that have characterized the relations recently and prove of the mutual commitment of both leaders to do business. Ahmed Attaf was dispatched from Algiers by the Algerian president to meet with his Cameroonian counterpart, President Paul Biya, to accelerate talks on the state of bilateral relations between the two friendly countries. In a 45-minute audience with the Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic, acting on behalf of the President of the Republic, both personalities centered conversation on strengthening the legal framework and accelerate negotiations for a more consolidated and fruitful partnership. Partnership in a wide range of areas, notably transportation, agriculture, education, energy, health, mining, and much more. With Algeria holding a non-permanent seat on the UN Security Council and Cameroon presiding over the UN General Assembly, the Algerian senior official is of the opinion that Cameroon and Algeria are key players on the global stage and can speak favorably for Africa. For the records, relations between Algiers and Yaoundé since 2021 has been marked by a rock-solid sense of solidarity, fraternity, mutual respect and consideration, coupled with a good number of cooperation agreements signed between both countries. Ahmed Attaf left the Unity Palace with a debt of gratitude to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, for his good disposition.
The National Communication Council has drawn up a document presenting the distribution of media organs in the country and identifying their different frequencies and places of publication. The book titled Cameroon Media Map, which identifies some 760 media organs, was presented to the Prime Minister, Joseph John Gote, today in Yaoundé by the President of the National Communication Council, Joe Chibonken Kalabopse. Here are details with our Star Building correspondent, Christian Chair Atam.
The National Communication Council, created in 1990 and reorganized in 2012, is a regulatory and consultative body which acts as the ombudsman of the media in Cameroon. The document, drawn up by the NCC and presented to Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gote Tuesday, is made up of 188 pages and carries the details and frequencies of all media organs, be they radio, press or TV, broadcasting in Cameroon as of November 2024. Joseph Chebonken Kalabubse, Chairperson, NCC, National Communication Council.
We now know which media operates where in the country. We can say without being misinterpreted that we have around 760 media organs in the country today, because the National Communication Council is attached to the Prime Minister's office. We thought that it was just but normal for us to come and present the first copy of this work to the Prime Minister and head of government.
The book presents the distribution of media organs in Cameroon, region by region. And from the Cameroon media map, it emerges that there are about 760 media organs broadcasting and publishing in Cameroon. Amongst them, 93 TV stations, 129 commercial radio stations, 232 organs of the written press, and 72 online media organs. The littoral has the highest number of TV stations, 32, with the southwest following with 23. Joseph Chebonken Kalabubse, Chairperson, National Communication Council, NCC.
It is extremely important because we now know which media organ operates in which part of the country and how the country is served, and how when anyone complains about something that has been done on the media, we can put a finger and make a call on the media organ concerned.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, hailed the work done by the NCC and urged the management of the organ to maintain a professional regulation of the media in Cameroon in strict compliance with the laws of the land. Christian Chiadam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Now, this government statement on the declarations by certain bishops of the Roman Catholic Church on the 2025 presidential election in Cameroon. It shall be read as delivered. During the past few days, more specifically following the head of state's end-of-year message to the nation, we have been witness to various reactions on mainstream and social media from our fellow citizens, including those of some prelates of the Catholic Church, in relation to this year's presidential election. While recognizing the right of all to freely express their opinions within the ambit of the laws of the Republic, the government deeply deplores the vehemence of some declarations focused solely on the presidential stakes and based on a misleading and inaccurate interpretation of the words of the President of the Republic. In this regard, it should be recalled that the President of the Republic has been invested with a 7-year mandate, which will run out in a few months. As such, it is entirely up to him to reassure his fellow citizens of his determination to fully assume it with the same enthusiasm and commitment. Moreover, the government wishes to point out that Cameroon is a secular state where religions coexist in harmony and maintain peaceful relations with public authorities. This therefore implies that there is no conflict between the government and religious denominations, in this case, the Catholic Church. In the same vein, the government reaffirms that Cameroon is a democratic state that respects the rule of law, where citizens, whoever they may be, can freely express themselves and make known their points of view on major issues of the nation. As a matter of fact, the government considers that the clear-cut declarations made by some religious authorities on the upcoming presidential election, which smack of pure speculation, are the sole responsibility of those authorities and can in no way call into question the relationship between the state and religious denominations, nor influence the free choice of Cameroonians who will, when the time comes, make up their minds in all sovereignty and responsibility. By the way, with regard to his possible candidacy for the presidency of the Republic, President Paul Biya has clearly stated before that at the appropriate time, he will disclose whether or not he will be seeking re-election. As of now, any controversy on this issue is unnecessary. The government therefore invites everyone to stick to this answer while urging all those who aspire to the presidential office to prepare themselves in the best possible way to take part in this election. The government is closely working with competent structures to ensure that this election is organized in a serene, transparent, and peaceful atmosphere. It is signed the Minister of Communication, Government Spokesperson, Rene Emmanuel Sadi. Political desk editor Alban Jebonde now highlights some of the key notes of the government's press release, which he says provide clarity to certain aspects which could mislead public opinion.
The intention behind Minister René Emmanuel Sadi's outing is first of all to clarify public opinion on the misinterpretation given to the head of state's end-of-year address to the nation when he spoke of his determination to serve, which falls within the scope of his duties and responsibilities as head of state, a determination which is not yet an announcement from him to seek another term. It should therefore not be taken out of context nor out of proportion. After all, President Paul Biya had himself hinted that when the time comes, he will decide whether or not to seek re-election. Another clarity made through the press release is the relations between the state and the church, which for the most part have been cordial and near excellent in Cameroon, an excellence of relations which could be seen in the government's support of the actions of the church in the domains of education and health, which are regalian missions of the state. The outings of some Catholic bishops are therefore personal opinions expressed as citizens of Cameroon, which are in no way the stance of the Catholic Church. It is important, however, to note that such public outings of bishops is neither unprecedented nor shocking, especially on the eve of presidential elections in Cameroon or in Africa. But the bottom line of Minister René Emmanuel Sadi's outing serves as a reminder that the peace and unity we enjoy in Cameroon is our collective good, and Cameroon our collective heritage, which we all are called to preserve.
Cameroonians have been reminded that the task of nation building is the collective responsibility of all citizens, regardless of their creed, social status, rank or position. The message was delivered by the president of the Episcopal Conference and Archbishop of the Bamenda Archdiocese, Andrew Nkea, during the opening of the 48th annual seminar of the bishops of Cameroon in Boya. A seminar which is attended by various dignitaries, including Southwest Governor Bernard Okalia Bilai. While saluting the holding of the seminar of bishops in the Boya Diocese 46 years after, the president of the Cameroon Episcopal Conference and Metropolitan Archbishop of the Bamenda Archdiocese, Monsignor Andrew Nkea, has appreciated the collaboration between the state, the church, and the population in moves to ensure a return to normalcy in the Southwest Regional Capital.
For 5 days, the 26 bishops of Cameroon will discuss salient issues concerning the life of the church as well as those of Christians. Issues like peace, justice, humanity will preoccupy the bishops during their deliberations. Speaking at the opening of the seminar, the president of the Episcopal Conference, Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Bamenda, Andrew Nkea, said, even though the government must work hard to weed out corruption, fight poverty and hardship, it is incumbent for each Cameroonian to know that it is their prerogative to contribute to nation building. For their part, the Bishop of the Boya Diocese, Michael Bibi, the Governor of the Southwest Region, Bernard Okalia Bilai, and the Mayor of Boya, David Mafani, used the ceremony to praise the Catholic Church for its enormous contribution to the peace, stability, and development that the country is witnessing. They added that if the Southwest Region has known some relative peace, it is also thanks to the intercession of the Church. Henry McCullough, CRTV, Boya.
That was Brother Henry McCullough there reporting on the meeting of the bishops. And so he said that while saluting the holding of this seminar in Boya after 46 years, the president of the Cameroon Episcopal Conference and Metropolitan Archbishop of the Bamenda Archdiocese, Monsignor Andrew Nkea, appreciated the collaboration between the state, the church, and the population to ensure a return to normalcy in the Southwest Regional Capital.
7 years ago, it would have been a hopeless dream to see the bishops in Boya. This beautiful town of Boya was not only so insecure, but were also the lives of its inhabitants. But today, thanks to the combined efforts of the population of the Southwest Region, and Boya in particular, the church and the state authorities, insecurity is giving way gradually, thus enabling men and women of Boya, as well as school children, to enjoy once more the benefits of peace. To God be glory honor and power forever and ever.
The president of the Episcopal Conference and Archbishop of the Bamenda Archdiocese, Andrew Nkia, thus speaking during the opening of the 48th annual seminar of the bishops of Cameroon taking place in Boya. 15 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé, you're listening to CRTV News. On to an in-depth section of the news. With the coming of the new year, many people take resolutions for a better life. The major challenge is always the inability to keep the commitment. The absence of discipline and consistency in lifestyle tend to defeat the purpose, as you report upon Seyate.
These resolutions often concern healthy habits such as eating properly, engaging in physical activities, and for some, avoiding alcohol. For such people, resolutions become a tool for personal transformation. Mintong Ariel, a student, shares how resolutions reshaped his relationships.
1 year, I resolved to practice active listening in my relationships. I remember a specific incident with a close friend where we had a big argument. However, because of my resolution, I made effort to reach out to my friend.
This is equally the case with Ngange Glory, who shares how New Year resolutions have helped her education.
Last year, one of my resolutions was having my degree this year, and nothing is going to stop that. So I really worked hard towards that, and here I am today with my degree.
For others, the story is different. Nanji Precious, a young professional, admits that the problem is often the inability to keep resolutions to the end.
I get lazy and I procrastinate. As I procrastinate the resolutions, I become discouraged at a certain level.
Resolutions to change habits can change attitude and overall behavior. Those who stay consistent report increased confidence and focus. As the year progresses, you may need to check how effective you have been in keeping your resolutions.
The concept of New Year's resolutions is understood to be a tradition of setting goals or making promises to improve oneself in the year ahead. In the northern regional capital, Garoua, people are reflecting on the previous year and on how to use the new one to reset and make plans. Mercy Ashu Nyabe.
Experts say the notion of New Year's resolution demands that the individual in question sits down with a pen, a book, and a planner while reviewing and strategizing where to spend their time, their finances, and energy throughout the year. In Garoua, the notion of New Year's resolution is a must, while others are nonchalant about practicing it. Layman Charles Frederick is an inhabitant of Garoua. I am not always interested in such things, but I think we need to put all in God's hands, because sometimes we take resolutions and later we cannot achieve them. The problem is usually at the level of financial means. On the flip side, New Year's resolution or goals serve as a compass on a journey that can only be attained through discipline, focus, and faith in a supreme being.
Kali Ibrahim, personally, I think it's a good idea to take it. For somebody like me who is preparing for retirement, I have decided to anticipate and plan my retirement.
I'm Lukayetu Musa Umaru. I am too angry. So this time around, I decided I'm praying. God should help me to fulfill my prayer. The New Year resolutions are good for me. What I took for this year is that to change my character, to remove certain bad habits. We cannot be perfect, especially toward people.
Almost a week into the year 2025, some inhabitants are yet to pen down their plans, while others have begun taking steps to see these resolutions become a reality. Mercy Ashunyabe, CRTV News, Garoua.
The practice of establishing New Year's resolutions is a widely recognized tradition that serves as an opportunity for people to set goals aimed at self-improvement and personal development. While many Cameroonians pursue their resolve to change undesired behavior, Bertrand Osumba says New Year resolutions foster a sense of renewal and cultivate a proactive attitude toward personal growth.
As the New Year's resolution season commences, institutions of the country prepare to unveil their strategic roadmaps, highlighting set objectives that necessitate the active participation of all employees. Concurrently, individuals too engage in personal commitments, such as marriage, purchasing vehicles, acquiring property, or completing home renovations. Communities also pledge to foster peace among rival factions. These resolutions are pivotal as they govern behavior throughout the year, driving individuals and groups alike to strive for the realization of their goals before the onset of the next year. This collective sense of responsibility is essential in this vigorous pursuit of self-affirmation within society and embrace this opportunity with enthusiasm and determination to ensure success in the endeavors.
The practice of making New Year's resolutions is said to date as far back as the late 17th century or early 19th century, and since time immemorial, people have been breaking their resolutions and using them as excuses for bad behavior. The issue is the center of discussion between the sociologist Dr. Eyole Nganje Monono and I. Dr. Eyole is on the line to Boya. Hello, Doctor. We are glad to have you as our guest on the 7 p.m. What are your resolutions for the year 2025?
Yes, I've made my New Year resolution. This resolution falls in line with my strategic plan. I often make strategic plans every year. The New Year resolution comes to achieve this plan that has been made. And so it's always emotive, professional, family-wise, and also as a citizen of Cameroon. Professionally, I plan to grow in my career to professor in a short while. So within that framework, I know I have to contribute to knowledge, do publications, do teaching, and also outreach. Also as a citizen, I have to contribute in the development of the country. I'm a civil society person and also a member of ECOSOC. So I intend this year to contribute in terms of advocacy, in terms of training, in terms of community engagement to see how to contribute to nation building.
What do you think drives people to make New Year resolutions?
The habit is common. I believe majority of people do it sometimes without taking into consideration the importance of it. As I earlier said, the first thing is to have a strategic vision because our lives are like a project. And in every project, you must project. You must have time to evaluate. And then from there, you see what are the successes and what are the failures. And so that is the reason why every year New Year resolutions are being done.
What are some common pitfalls that people encounter trying to keep the annual aspirations?
Often, some of the pitfalls or distractions comes from multiple areas. The first thing that I wish to bring out is that this is being caused because at a certain point in time, we lose the zeal that we have set maybe in the beginning of the year because there is no momentum or something to push us toward the direction that we've set. And so how can we avoid this? The first thing which is very important for us to avoid such is to create a reward system. I think most often we fail to understand that we can put a tax that if I achieve this, if I do this within this time frame, I'm going to surprise myself. And so that becomes the motivation. Other, we can have the aspect of the absence of resources. These resources can be financial resources and it can also be human. We have to understand that social capital is key in our everyday success in life.
What advice can you give people to set them up for success when making New Year resolutions this 2025?
My advice, based on my personal experience, is that most often we don't take time when we want to elaborate on this. The festive period comes with a lot of activity, and then at the nick of time, we just decide to say, oh, okay, this is what I want to do. But it is important for us to take time when we want to plan, because it's something which doesn't just come like that. And if we want to plan it, there are some few things that we need to take note of. Avoid self-doubt. Also, it's important that we should set small goals. Don't set goals which are unrealistic. Equally, it is important for us to prioritize, set time frames, and then start small.
Dr. Eyole Nganje Monono, sociologist and lecturer at the University of Boya. The Minister of Finance, Louis Paul Mutaze, informs authorizing officers, project owners and delegated project owners, financial controllers, public accountants, as well as economic operators, that the 2025 state budget goes into execution as from the 1st of January 2025. He invites all actors involved in the budgetary chain to take part in the launching ceremonies of the 2025 state budget to be organized in the headquarters of the financial jurisdictions on January 15 and 16, 2025. He counts on the participation of all in these important gatherings, whose objective is to ensure a better mastery of the regulations in force in the domain of public finances in general and the government budgetary policy for the 2025 financial year in particular. Abroad, Senegal and Chad have reacted strongly to remarks made by French President Emmanuel Macron about Sahel states being ungrateful over France's role in fighting jihadist insurgencies. He said no Sahelian nation will be a sovereign one without France's intervention that prevented them from falling under the control of the militants. Chad's Foreign Minister Abderrahmane Koulamallah said the comments revealed Macron's contempt for Africa. Senegal's Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko pointed to Libya as evidence of France's past contributions to destabilizing certain African countries that left disastrous consequences. The incumbent president of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee, Jean-Jacques Ndoudoumou, has been re-elected. He was given another four-year mandate by the General Assembly of the committee at the end of their two-day meeting, which took place at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. Harrison Ashu Tiko.
Even though he was a lone candidate for the post of president of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee, Jean-Jacques Ndoudoumou secured 44 out of the 66 votes. The other 22 were blank votes in the election that took place after over 2 hours of heated campaigns. Before he was given another four-year term, the budget for the 2025-2028 Olympiad was adopted. The Assembly also evaluated the successes and shortcomings of the just-ended 2021-2024 Olympiad before approving their plan of action for the new mandate. During the 2 days deliberation, the Paralympic Committee members also took the commitment to increase their efforts in the advancement of para sports in schools and the 10 regions of the country. In build-up to the 2028 Paralympic Games in Los Angeles, USA, the presidents and coaches of the four federations under the Paralympic Committee have been called upon to start scouting and preparing their para-athletes who will represent Cameroon in the Los Angeles Games.
CRTV News.